This is Ask Me Another, NPR's Hour of Puzzles, Word Games, and Trivia. I'm Jonathan Colton, here with puzzle guru Art Chung. And now, from the War Memorial Auditorium in Nashville, Tennessee, here's your host, Ophira Eisenberg.
Thank you, Jonathan. Before the break, our contestant Alan won his way into the final round at the end of the show, so we'll find out who he will be facing off against a little later. But first, it's time to welcome our special guest. She's a singer, songwriter, four-time winner of Country Music Awards, Female Vocalist of the Year, and her latest album is called Reckless. Please welcome Martina McBride.
Thank you.
Welcome to Ask Me Another.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
So I found out that you grew up on a dairy farm in Sharon, Kansas.
True.
And graduated from a high school, a class of 9 students.
10.
10 students.
Yeah. I graduated in the top 10 of my class.
You were the number one?
No, in the top 10. There were only 10 of us.
So what was your rank?
Right. Oh, I don't know. I never... We grew up together. You know, we had the same 10 kids basically from... kindergarten all the way through senior class. So we were like brothers and sisters, you know. It was pretty great, actually, looking back on it. I thought that's how it was everywhere. I didn't know any difference. So
do you still keep in touch with those people?
Yeah, some of them, yeah.
Through the advent of Facebook and what have you?
Exactly.
Yeah. Do they ask you for free tickets to your shows?
Sometimes.
Yes, of course they do.
It's okay.
I knew you back in the day. There was 10 of us.
Yeah.
So you had a lot of odd jobs in the beginning when you were making your way in the music scene, including selling t-shirts at Garth Brooks concerts.
I did, yes.
And then you finally caught his attention. How did you do that?
Well, you know, I was out touring while I was trying to get a record deal. I was selling t-shirts for Garth, and my husband was Garth's production manager, and really that's why I was out there. We were newlyweds. We'd just moved to Nashville. I didn't know anybody, and I was singing, waiting tables, and... You know, I was lonely. I missed my husband because they were gone for weeks at a time. And so I said, is there a job I can do out there? Is there some kind of gig you can get me so I can travel with you? And so the t-shirt job opened up, and that's what I did. And then Garth had heard from my husband, who was a very proud husband, that, you know, that I was a singer trying to get a record deal. And so I got my record deal, and he actually, you know, asked me to sing a little bit of something a cappella that I was working on in the studio, and then he offered me his tour for the next year. So I was his opening act. So I went from t-shirt seller to opening act in a few months' time. Yeah.
Wow.
Kind of crazy story.
Now, all the songs in your new album, Reckless, are written by women.
Pretty much, yeah.
Was that by design? Did you go out looking for female songwriters in particular?
You know, it really wasn't by design. It's just, you know, it makes sense that I would be drawn to a woman's point of view, you know. So it was about halfway through the record, I started looking at all the songs and the writers and sort of made that realization that, yeah, every song has a woman writer on them.
And I don't know what the ratio is. Is there a lot of female country music writers out there, or is the ratio of men to women...
I don't know what the ratio is either, to be honest.
Yeah.
You know, but I think, you know, there are a lot of great female writers, especially here in this town.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, you have 14 gold records, 9 platinum honors, 3 double platinum records, 2 triple platinum awards. Is that right?
I don't know.
Couple quick questions. Can you play a gold record?
I don't know. I've never tried.
You've never tried?
We should try it.
Okay, where do you keep all of your awards and gold records?
I have a room in the house that's kind of like, I don't know, it has some built-in shelves, and I put them in there, and, you know, I don't know, it's weird, because you don't know, you're proud of them, you know, you don't want to, like, stick them in a closet.
Right.
But at the same time, you don't want them to be, like, the main focus of a room. So they're very, I think, tastefully displayed.
Now, you've said that you like to challenge your listeners, and I see that you do that in a couple of ways. And one that I find very interesting is the subject matter of your songs. In Independence Day, you address domestic violence. In Concrete Angel, you're addressing child abuse or alcoholism and cheap whiskey, cancer and I'm Gonna Love You Through It. Why pick particularly dark themes?
I was gonna say, as you were saying all that back, I was like, that sounds like a really sad catalog of songs. You know, I don't know. It just comes down to instinct, you know. It just, when I hear a song that moves me, mm-hmm. and is as powerful as those songs you mentioned, I just can't walk away from it. And I also feel, you know, instinctively that those kind of songs, there's somebody out there that needs to hear that song, that is going to either lift them up or inspire them or make them feel not so alone, you know?
So I imagine, like, are you somewhat inspired to keep doing that just based on the fact that you get all this great feedback from specific individuals?
You know, when you get feedback about one of your songs, it's just a testament to the power of music and how powerful music really is, you know? And I feel like I am so blessed to be the vehicle or whatever it is that song gets to come through and kind of do what it's supposed to do in the world.
Yeah. And the other way I think you challenge listeners is that you like to switch styles. You like to change it up. You released a couple years back Everlasting, which is classic soul and R&B tunes. You've said that you're a huge Linda Ronstadt fan. Mm-hmm. Would you ever consider doing like an all-rock cover album?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah? I love singing all kinds of music. You know, I grew up singing mostly country music because that's what my dad, he had a band as a hobby and played country music. But there were other kinds of music in our house too, you know, and as I got older and sort of started listening more of my older brother's music and my older sister's music and discovering pop radio, I'm a kid of the 80s, so, you know, I could do an 80s rock cover album. That would be a lot of fun.
All right, Martina McBride, would you like to help us out with an Ask Me Another challenge?
Yes.
All right, Martina McBride, everybody. All right, let's meet our next two contestants. First up, Charlotte Underwood. You are a middle school science teacher. So what are some tricks you use to make middle school children interested in science?
I like to dress up as scientists. When am I implying this?
Okay, so who do you dress up as?
My favorite is Gregor Mendel, because you get to dress up as a monk and wear the robe and have the candles going and you sort your peas. And the kids love it. They love it.
Of course they do.
They do. It's a big hit.
I might just find myself enrolling back in middle school. I might learn something.
It's a good time.
So you just walk in the costume and they're
no,
like, oh my God.
I actually set it up, you know, before they get into the class, and then I have a fellow teacher who kind of keeps the kids, you know, off for like a few minutes. And
yeah.
I text her and say, like, send them in, because it has to be dark because there was no electricity then.
Well, that's great.
So there's candles, I have monks chanting, and I'm sorting peas. It's very peaceful.
Yeah.
Lovely.
I feel okay for those kids. I feel like those kids are, they might become future scientists.
Actually, they have.
Way.
Yeah. It worked.
Yeah. Your opponent is Lisa Logic. You are a microbiology graduate student studying staph infections.
I am indeed, yeah.
All right, staph infections, that's a big deal. How do I avoid getting one?
Yeah, that's a great question. Mostly it's about, you know, hygiene, making sure you wash your hands a lot after you touch things.
Yeah.
And then most people don't know this, but a lot of people, like about a third of the population, has the bacteria that causes staph infections in your nose. So don't pick your nose.
Well, so if I know someone that has had a staph infection,
don't pick their nose.
Don't pick their nose.
Yeah.
Very good. Very good. Science. Remember, Charlotte and Lisa, the first of you who wins two of our games will move on to our final round at the end of the show. Let's go to your first game. Charlotte, I'm going to say a word, and you are just going to tell me the first thing that comes into your head, okay? Free association. Ready?
Great.
Tennessee.
Williams.
All right, Lisa, I'm going to say a different word,
okay.
And you're going to tell me the first thing that comes into your head.
Mm-hmm.
Tennessee.
Titans. No.
Well done. Okay, your first game is a music parody game called Tennessee Girls. Jonathan Colton, take it away.
Thank you, Afira. For some reason, Martina McBride let us rewrite her song. Her song, Happy Girl, to be about famous women who were born in Tennessee. Yes, I will play the guitar, Martina will sing, and you will buzz in and guess what famous women Martina is singing about. Winner will be one step closer to the final round at the end of the show. Are you ready?
Yeah, let's do it.
Sure.
Okay, here we go.
She used to sing in a gospel show, then she switched to pop, and her fame did grow. She's the queen, better come correct. When it comes to soul, she deserves respect.
Charlotte.
Aretha Franklin.
Yeah, you got it.
Cool, yeah.
If you're James Caan, you better run, you see. She had a sledgehammer and misery.
Lisa?
Kathy Bates.
Kathy Bates is correct.
Little known fact, the novel, if you've read it, was even more gruesome, and the actors changed it to just being smashing Paul with a sledgehammer. They toned it down. You know,
they toned it down.
Yeah.
I don't think I knew that.
Yeah. Yeah, just to make it more believable.
Oh, saw her grow as a teenage girl on a sitcom show. Then she helped love by Decepticons, help the Turtle Clan, spoil Shredder's plan.
Lisa.
Megan Fox.
Yeah, that's right.
First of all, I have to say that is the most academic clue ever written about Megan Fox.
Yeah, that's probably true.
Second, Martina McBride, there is something truly lovely about hearing you sing the word Decepticons.
No. Like.
Never those things should meet until
now. I've
never
sang that word before.
Yeah, sure.
Maybe you should be writing songs about Transformers and Decepticons.
I'll see if I can work it in the next single.
They're pretty popular. I'm just saying. I don't want to tell you how to do your job, but you
I've
know.
Never sang Shredder either. All kinds of new stuff tonight.
All right, here we go.
College basketball, she had few peers. She coached the Lady Vols to victory cheers.
Lisa.
Pat Summitt.
That's correct. You get a little cheer just for saying Lady Vols.
Woo! Woo!
All right, this is your last clue.
Did you know that this country girl came from Little Doe? She worked 9 to 5, got her own theme park. She's a writer too. She'll always love you.
Charlotte.
Dolly Parton.
Oh yeah, Dolly Parton. Ophira, how did our contestants do?
It was close, but Lisa, you are one step closer to moving on to our final round. We are so honored to have you both sing on our stage and do this game with us.
Thank you. I'm honored to be here.
Martina McBride's latest album is called Reckless, and she'll be back later in the show. Give it up one more time for Martina McBride. Welcome back to the stage, Martina McBride, accompanied by guitarist Greg Forsman.
We're going to do a song for all the girls out there tonight.
This is for all you girls about 13. High school can be so rough, can be so mean. Hold on to your innocence.
stand your ground when everybody's giving in. This one's for the girls. This is for all you girls about 25. In the little apartments, just trying to get by, living on dreams and SpaghettiOs. Wondering where your life is gonna go. But this one's for the girls who've ever had a broken heart, who've wished upon a shooting star. You're beautiful the way you are. But this one's for the girls who love without holding back, who dream with everything they have all around the world. But this one's for the girls.
This one's for all the girls.
My favorite verse.
This is for all you girls about 42. Tossing pennies into the fountain of you. Every laugh line on your face made you who you are today.
That's right.
This one's for the good. Shooting star, you're beautiful the way you are. This one's for the girls who love without holding back, who dream with everything they have all around the world. Yeah, this one's for the girls.
This one's for all the girls.
Thank you very much.
Everyone, give it up one more time for Martina McBride.